Morgan's AM. US equity markets retreat. Federal Reserve lift inflation expectations.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated but settled off their worst levels of the session as investors digested the Federal Reserve's latest monetary policy pronouncements that saw the central bank raise its headline inflation projection. The Dow fell 266 points or 0.8%, dropping as much as 382 points or 1.1% earlier in the session and booking a third straight session decline. The broader S&P 500 shed 0.5%, pairing an early decline of as much as 1%. Utilities, consumer staples and materials all fell over 1% to lead 10 of the 11 primary sectors lower. Consumer discretionary was the only primary sector to advance, up 0.2%. Oracle Corp fell 5.6% following the release of their fourth quarter result after the closing bell of the previous session. General Motors, up 1.6%, expects the ongoing semiconductor chip shortage and rising inflation to increase its expenses during the second half of the year by up to $3 billion, according to Chief Financial Officer Paul Jacobson. The Nasdaq eased 0.2%, recovering from an earlier slide of as much as 1.2%. Small capitalization Russell 2000 Index lost 0.2%. The Federal Reserve Open Market Committee concluded its two-day monetary policy meeting and left its benchmark short-term borrowing rate anchored near zero as expected. In its accompanying statement, the Fed maintained that the recent burst of inflation would be transitory and said it wanted to see substantial further progress before slowing down the purchases. However, the central bank acknowledged that inflation would be much higher this year, raising its forecast for the headline personal consumption expenditure inflation to 3.4%, a full percentage point higher than its March forecast. According to the Fed's dot plot chart, 11 of 18 officials expect at least two rate increases in 2023. In March, only seven expected one hike. Fed Chair Jerome Powell hosted a press briefing and said inflation could be higher and more persistent, but added later that he felt that the Fed had the necessary tools to combat rising price pressures. Mr. Powell also reiterated that any tapering of its asset purchases was still a ways off and will remain data dependent, adding that the central bank will provide advance notice of any tapering. European bourses edged higher as investors awaited news from the Fed's latest two-day monetary policy meeting, with the benchmark Pan-European Stock 600 Index up 0.2%, booking a record-extending ninth straight all-time closing high. The travel and leisure sector up 1.3% led gains, while the banking sector fell 0.8%. Germany's DAX slipped 0.1%. German software giant SAP fell 1.2% after a disappointing profit forecast from US software rival Oracle Corp. France's CAC added 0.2%. London's FTSE 100 edged 0.2% higher as investors digested news that UK inflation jumped past the Bank of England's 2% target in May for the first time in nearly 2 years, and as investors awaited the latest monetary policy announcement from the Federal Reserve. In UK economic data, the Office of National Statistics recorded that consumer price inflation rose to 2.1% in May from 1.5% in April, above economists' expectations for a reading of 1.8%. It also marked the highest CPI reading since July 2019. Base metals were mixed following news yesterday that top consumer China would release its national reserves of the metal to stabilise prices. Copper rose just shy of 1% to just over $4.38 a pound, following a 4% fall a day earlier. The most traded July copper contract on the Shanghai Futures Exchange declined 1.7% yesterday. Elsewhere, aluminium edged 0.1% higher, while nickel fell 1% and zinc 0.1%. China will release its national reserves of copper, aluminium and zinc in batches in the near term to non-ferrous processing and manufacturing firms via public bidding, the National Food and Strategic Reserves Administration announced yesterday, without providing a specific number for each metal. Elsewhere, China's National Bureau of Statistics released activity data for May yesterday. Industrial production rose a less than expected 8.8% year-on-year in April. Retail sales grew 12.4% year-on-year in April, undershooting economists' forecasts for a 13.6% rise, despite government efforts to boost spending and a major holiday during the month. Fixed asset investment increased 15.4% from a year ago, from January to May, less than the 16.9% growth forecast by analysts. Benchmark spot iron ore lost $7.79 or 3.5% to $214.08 a metric tonne. Gold futures logged their first advance in four sessions, settling $5 higher at $1,861.40 an ounce. However, the yellow metal slipped in electronic trading shortly after the release of the Federal Reserve's statement. All prices logged modest gains as traders digested the latest official inventory data and Federal Reserve monetary policy details. WTI inched 3 cents higher to $72.15 a barrel. Brent rose 40 cents to $74.39 a barrel. The Energy Information Administration reported that US crude inventories fell by 7.4 million barrels for the week ended the 11th of June, more than the 4.2 million barrel draw forecast by analysts, and marking the fourth weekly decline in a row. US Treasury yields climbed following the latest monetary policy pronouncements from the Fed, US 10-year Treasury yields rising 7.1 basis points to 1.57%, the largest daily gain since the 18th of March and highest level since the 7th of June, according to Dow Jones market data. The Australian dollar is weaker, buying around 76.15 US cents. The May employment report headlines today's Australian economic calendar. Reserve Bank of Australia Governor Philip Lowe is also slated to address the Australian Farm Institute conference with a speech titled From Recovery to Expansion.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.